You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Swansea, obviously safe this season. Man City have had a kind of an up and down season, but they could still get that Champions League football, which Pep Guardiola will need. They're on 65 points at the moment with a plus 30 goal difference. Manchester United are on 63 points. So City need a point at Swansea, Derek. Swansea, I mean, they're sat in mid-table. We know that when we've spoken to the likes of Robbie Savage before, they say, you know, moving up, you know, the table does give you a bit more money and it gives you a bit more in your pay packet at the end of the season. They could feasibly finish above Stoke if they get a win. I'm never convinced by that, if I'm being honest, though. And they haven't got the greatest record against City either, have they? They've lost on each of the last six occasions and don't win at home against them either. Plenty of goals in their games, though, usually.
Well, yeah, the last two matches they've beaten Liverpool 3-1 and West Ham 4-1. How did that happen? You know, everyone has said they'd given up the goals for the season, and then they roll up with two victories like that. I mean, the first thing you'd say is that you can't possibly back City at 1-2. I mean, yes, you know, there's something in it for them, and there's nothing in it for Swansea, but there was nothing in it for Swansea against West Ham last week, and look what happened. All that I would say is that City need a point to guarantee a Champions League spot. And they're playing against a team that don't necessarily have to put it all in, even though they have the last couple of weeks. So rather than backing City at 1-2, I'd have to go for a draw. And you're right, City won their 4-2 last season, 3-2 the season before. But, you know, all they're interested in here, City, is not losing. A point will do them. So why back them at 1-2 to win when a point will do them? That'll do for me.
Yeah. Swansea at 9-2. DK, the draw 100-30. The enhanced odds, Andre Ayew to score and Swansea to win 9-1, was 15-2. And Sergio Aguero to score, Man City to win 11-8 from 11-10. Obviously, he's in the running to be top scorer as well. We'll maybe talk about that as we go through the podcast. On 24 goals, with Kane leading that chase on 25 and Vardy on 24 as well. Which way do you go? That I kind of knew Derek was going to say that. If you need a point, you'll get a point.
Yeah, and the draw does look decent at 100-30 when you consider Man City of 8-15. And Derek's right about Swansea's recent results. They've just come out of the blue, really. And at home in particular, they've been very impressive. They won their last four games, Premier League home games, which is their best run of home results in the history of the competition. So they're breaking records at the moment, Swansea. But that game against Liverpool was when Liverpool were resting players for the Europa League exploits, and the game against West Ham was just one of those unfathomable football results, just a real bolt from the blue. And I think they're going to struggle in this game because they are without Ashley Williams and Gylfi Sigurdsson, which I think matters for them. They've been their standout players this season, in particular Sigurdsson, who's their creator and has scored more goals than anyone else for Swansea this season. And if you are looking for difference makers in this match, Sergio Aguero is the man because, as you mentioned, trying to chase down Harry Kane for top Premier League goal scorer, and he scored 10 in his last 10 Premier League games. I just find it inconceivable that Manchester City are going to give Manchester United another sniff, because they've given them their chance this season and Manchester United have blown it late on. City, I think, will go there and win, but I'm not particularly attracted by the 8-15. I like the enhanced odds offer here. Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win is in the betting at 11-8. Another man to look at, if he does get a look in here, it is Wilfred Bony. I know he's had a pretty disastrous season for Manchester City, all told, and he's only 6-5 to score, so you'd have to check the team news here. But it's a fixture that he really likes. He scored in both of his Premier League matches against Swansea for Manchester City, and he's also got three goals in his last two appearances in this fixture for Swansea against Manchester City. So if he starts, maybe have a look at him. But I like the enhanced odds offer here. Don't want to play City 8-15, but when you're getting the best striker in the Premier League and a team to win at 11-8 that are as short as 8-15, I'll play that enhanced odds offer.
Yeah, looks nice. Swansea, incidentally, have got the sixth best home defence in the division this season, which I was surprised to look at.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.